A Cat Called Magic. This is Instant Inspiration. Dr. Herbal Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing in Campo, California. A Cat Called Magic. Now, who would ever think of a cat called Magic? Well, we did. We named a little stray cat that came wandering into our area. It may have been given to us, but anyhow, it came wandering in, and we called the cat Magic. The name did not seem to fit. It was just a little runty cat, and it was not developed. It had no personality. It was just a little kitten. And it wasn't even a lovable kitten. It was just a striped kitten. And it came into our world, and naturally, we gave it the name Magic, because we thought, from this cat, it's going to be some magical things. Ingeborg saw our neighbor's cat, and it was called, it was sort of blackish and reddish, and it was just a rotten cat. Its fur was all matted, it was all untidy, it looked like it should be put to sleep rather than taken in her arms. But Ingeborg took the cat in her arms. Not at first, but after a while. And then with a little bit of Ingeborg's love and magic, the cat turned out to be a very, very gorgeous big cat with fluffy hair that just didn't know where to stop, and a tail that carried like a plume, as though she were a princess or something. And the cat was called Blackie. Hardly an auspicious name for such a glorious cat. But the cat called Blackie did quite a bit of magic. But the cat called Blackie did not want to be part of the rest of the community. She liked having her private home. At first she had the oasis, which was quite lovely, but she didn't get as much to eat as when she moved down to the Shangri-La, because Ingeborg worked in the Shangri-La doing mailing and things, and Blackie was always sitting there by her side. Every day Ingeborg would walk over there, which was a good almost three-quarters mile away, and as Ingeborg would go there, she would take care of the cat and make it happy, and then she'd come back. She never felt that she had walked that long distance. It didn't make any difference to her. She was helping her cat. Well, meanwhile, Magic, back at the ranch, tried to make itself loved by everybody, and everybody gave it the cold shoulder, and it stayed skinny. It stayed skinny for the longest time. It didn't put on any weight. It didn't put on any body to it at all. It just was a skinny cat and a runty cat. And Blackie, who we expected to not turn out too well, turned out so great. An independent cat, as cats are. But Magic was just sort of on the slow burner. And so, little by little, we just didn't pay attention to Magic. We just said, "Hi, Magic," and let her be. And then Magic had a mad love affair. The love affair was with Spot. Magic adopted Spot. I don't think Spot adopted Magic, but Magic adopted Spot, and Magic chased Spot everywhere. Wherever Spot would go, Magic would go. Magic tried to do everything that Spot did, because Spot was an older cat, been around the block a couple times, and knew the story, knew everything, knew all the details. And it wasn't a long time at all, just a matter of days or weeks. And Magic was walking with an elegance that you had never seen her do before. And she is a he, by the way. And so with this elegance, she's a she?
She's a girl.
She's a girl? Oh, no wonder I call her a girl all the time. Well, anyhow, so she's a girl. And she walks with such an elegance and such a pride in herself. And she is now being the queen herself of the roost. Where before she was following Spot, or anybody else trying to get attention. Now she was the center of attention, because wherever she goes, she does her own thing. And she will lay down with Spot and be a partner with Spot and be friendly. They'll both take the same bed and just snuggle in together. And then when she's done being snuggled, she'll go up onto her kingly roost up on the top of the shelves in the garage, where she can see everything. And she'll look around and slowly run her tongue across her paw, you know, taking care of herself, doing her daily toilet, and making herself look just beautiful. Well, she has not put on a lot of weight, but she's put on enough weight to look like a very attractive cat. She is able to handle herself very beautifully. She is able to move around very beautifully. But at first, we didn't expect that. We just sort of ignored her. And we sort of gave her the opportunity to do whatever she wanted to do, and we didn't pay much attention to her. But once she started being herself and being the queen, then we started paying attention to her. Then we started calling her and loving her. And so what did she do? She started lying down in front of us and rolling over and just being so comfortable in the road or on the grass or wherever she was. And then we'd come up to her and we'd pet her maybe two or three strokes. And she'd say, "Gotcha." And then she'd get up and go away. She took what she wanted, she got what she wanted, and she was what she wanted. Nothing disturbed her. She was not possessed by anybody. She was not controlled by anybody. She was not owned by anybody. Even Anita, wasn't Anita that brought her over? Anita was her mother, and she was nice to Anita, but even Anita was sort of treated like, if I wish to like you, I'll like you. Mm-hmm. You say, well, most cats are like that. And that's possibly true. But here, every cat that comes into our world has a personality totally of its own. A personality that's as unique as can be, and you wonder where it came from. Because we don't have people here who are like the cat's personality. Because each cat is unique. Now, we had
Micho.
Oh, yeah, Micho is one of our favorites. And Micho is sort of a reddish-colored cat, a glorious cat, really something. And Micho had problems. Micho couldn't get with it in the beginning. And then one day she didn't break her back, but she came pretty close to it. And we took her to the vet, and the vet says, "Who kicked the cat? You know, who hurt the cat?" And we said, "Not us, my goodness sake. If we hurt the cat and didn't care about the cat, we certainly wouldn't bother bringing him to the vet. We'd just throw him in a hole, you know, or something." And so Micho's back was fixed. And from that day forward, Micho became the king of the forest. Micho would go out and would be a prowler. He would go out and check around. And he would go out and he would possess it. And he had sort of the stance of a tiger. And as he would be walking around, everybody would be looking at him. And then you walk up to him, and he'd roll over on his back so he could rub his tummy. And he loved having his tummy rubbed. He didn't get up and run away right away. He gave you the chance to really rub it. And then if you took him up in your arms, he melted, you know, like a string, just sort of bloop, you know, just in your arms, and he was just one with you. Now, Magic has a different personality. Magic's personality is personality of independence, personality of not needing anything. In fact, we thought perhaps she was starving. She was so skinny in the beginning. But food was there and everything was there.
Checking out everything. A door opens, she is there and goes in.
Yes, that's right. Checking out everything. We have the doggy door open for the dogs, and she'll wait till the dogs are out of the way, and then she'll come in the doggy door and scoot across the room, and the dogs will come after her. And she leaps up on the mantle of the fireplace, or she leaps up on the furniture, and she gets out of the way, and she's not disturbed. She's not disturbed. She just waits until she sees her opportunity, and then she's out the door. Or until one of us comes along and helps her out the door. But That's an independent cat. That's an independent consciousness. Now, here we are, a monastery, and we have any number of dogs that over the years, and we have cats. And the cats come and go. Micho went off to some great paradise at some point along the way. And
gentle too,
right? But why do we have such a variety of personalities in the cats and the dogs? We have the variety of personalities in the cats and the dogs because of our consciousness. Now you say, well, whose consciousness is that? Whose consciousness is magic? Who's Micho? Spot? You know, whose consciousness is that? Or the dogs, you know, LaDuke, LeBaron, and Button, and Prince, and
Snuggles.
Snuggles, yes, yeah, Snuggles. And whose consciousness were they? Well, you have an idea, and we will not mention anybody's names, but you have an idea of whose consciousness is and how long their life is. A consciousness that is independent, that has no feeling of possession, that has no feeling that the world owes its a living or something like that, it lives a long, happy life. And I think the most noble consciousness of all is our Mr. Spot. He's been with us a long, long time. I think he's been with us a cat's life already, going on to a second cat's life. And just remember, how many lives does a cat have?
Nine.
No. Nine is a standard phrase for the lives of a cat. So, and she's just finished one. And she's going into the second. Now, how many more is she going to have? How long has she been with us? She's been with us a good number of years. What is it? Maybe about 9 years or better?
Since we built the garage.
Since you built the garage?
Mm.
When did you build the garage?
In 94.
So she's been here since 90, he's been here since 94 and still going strong. In fact, he wasn't going so strong for a long time there. He was sort of a weak cat, not, he had problems. And then one day,
He was very shy.
And then one day, he had a conversion, like Paul, you know, and Saul. And he had this conversion, and he thought, hey, I'm missing out on a lot of fun by not letting people pet me and letting people get close to me. So pretty soon, he didn't mind it at all. And he let people get close to him and let people love him. Well, now, he's been Magic's teacher. And Magic is a good student. Magic learns very well. And Magic is doing all sorts of stuff. And Magic is just such a classic example of a princess who has found her kingdom. Now, who is Magic's creation? Who is Magic's creator, Magic's creation? Who created Magic? Which one of us, which one of our consciousness is being demonstrated in Magic? You don't have to come up with an answer, but just think about it. Just remember that one here in the monastery is the Messiah. Now, which one is it? Now, one here had a great influence on Magic. Which one was it, or is it? Think about these things. And as you think about these things, humility will come to you. Wisdom will come to you, joy will come to you, and magic will come to you.
Nice.
So have a wonderful day and say thank you to Magic for being the blessing that she is to all of us.
Thank you.